Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
What's up, guys? TNL Post Game Live presented by Paul Davis Restoration and Stones Jewelers. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast, professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. But they don't stop at just restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. Final score here from Davis-Wade Stadium in overtime, Texas 45, Mississippi State 38. I said it once on Thunder and Lightning and on Sports Talk Mississippi, I said it 100 times that there was going to come a moment in this game where Mississippi State would win or lose based on one play. And whatever that play was, they didn't make it here tonight, giving away a 17-point lead twice in the but they were up 17, down up 10, then back up 17 and still gave it away. Justin Strawn asking the tough question, is the interlocking logo cursed? I don't know. I'm just going to say this. It's going to be incredibly difficult for Mississippi State and Jeff Lebby moving forward to have any relationship of trust whatsoever. Because when you blow a 17-point lead in the fourth quarter like this, guys, that's on coaching. You've got to be able to hold that kind of lead. You got to be able to, when you're up, manage the clock, make the right decisions. Someone mentions the roughing the passer penalty. That's a coaching issue. Your guys have got to be better coaching that, smarter than that, to not allow a situation like that to happen. You know, you're going to get the ball back in Texas territory with, you know, a 17-point lead and a chance to put the game away, and you give it away. And now you've got a fan base that they're just fed up. They're just fed up. There's just not a lot left to give for Mississippi State. There's just not a lot left to give for this fan base. You know, good crowd tonight. I don't know what the Georgia game is going to bring, but the frustration is at the highest levels I can remember in recent years. And, you know, it's a shame because for 3.5 quarters, Mississippi State played one of its best games in 3-plus years. Absolutely moved the ball effectively. Blake Shapen was having a fantastic game. Defensively, they were pressuring Arch Manning, making big plays on the defensive side of the ball. And instead of, you know, pushing forward off of that into, can I help you? It's later. I'm trying to work, man. Fucking Stingray coming over here. Give me a horns down. Like I give a shit. Sorry for the cursing, guys, but I don't have time for that. Anyway, apologies for my language. This was the kind of loss that Mississippi State fans are going to have difficulty coming back from. And for me, just thinking about it in terms of, you know, Lebby, we talked all week about not knowing how to win. This team doesn't know how to win. And you think about some of the decisions that were made here today, and you think about some of the play calling late in the game. When you think about the team's inability to hold a lead, that's coaching, guys. And so never mind that the team doesn't know how to win. The coaching staff doesn't know how to win. And they had a good game plan. You look at the numbers. I mean, when you score 38 points, you have 445 yards of offense. You get 5 sacks. You force a turnover. You should, you know, win that game. But instead, you're sitting here like this, and now You're 0-4 in the conference. You're 4-4 after a 4-0 start. You got to go to Arkansas next week, who, if nothing else, can score. And, you know, you saw today they were on the verge of getting a chance to beat Auburn, and they gave that away. They're going to want to win a game for Bobby Petrino. And then, oh, my God, there's an Ole Miss fan in here. Buddy, my tips are open on Twitter. I don't do the rent-free thing. Then you have to play Georgia. That's going to be, you know, what it is. Missouri, tough break for them today, losing Bo Pribula. But on the road, I wouldn't have any faith in this team to win. And then you have the Egg Bowl with an Ole Miss team that's, at that point, will probably have already locked up a playoff spot. It's going to be incredibly difficult to see this team doing anything but 4-8. I mean, if they don't win next weekend, they're going 4-8. And even if they do, they're probably just going to go 5-7. Let's take a look at some of the chat. It is very active there. Lebby has lost the fan base. Go get a real coach with head coaching experience. I don't know what they're going to do on that front. Because, again, you know, last week we talked about it that, you know, Lebby was going to lose a lot of trust in the fan base after what he did. But again, it was just one game to, you know, get it back. He had him back in the palm of his hand there midway through the fourth quarter, and he gives it away again. And so if you're Lebby, what are you saying? What are you doing? I don't know. You know, what's going on in the locker room right now? I put this entire game on Lebby, unfortunately for him. You know, I mean, Shapen, say what you want. He's 26 of 42 tonight, 381 yards and 4 touchdowns. He was sacked 7 times. I would not put any of those sacks on him. I thought that, by and large, you know, he was good. He was really good. Devon Booth, 99 yards rushing and another 85 yards receiving. Played well enough to win. Defensively, you played well enough to win up until the final quarter. But that's just another combination of your offense can't get it done, can't get off the field, or can't stay on the field. And so, man, I feel the hurt in the chat, guys. A lot of I'm done, I'm out, I'm not going to another game. Guys, it's expensive to go to these football games. I get it, man. People saying James Franklin. Guys, James Franklin will have much better opportunities than Mississippi State. Much better. Yeah, you can throw that one out. Difficult to run clock with Levy's offense. Well, then that's when, you know, that's my cousin Marty in there, who's a Texas fan, when he's not an LSU fan, when he's not, I don't know. Levy's offense is by its design a fast tempo offense. That's on Lebby to say, hey guys, we've got to slow it down. We got to take some time here. You've got to be willing to do those kind of things. And so you end up with, you know, situations where you're snapping the ball with 20 seconds left on the clock. Yeah, just a really, really tough loss. I mean, the Tennessee loss was incredibly tough, but this one is 100 times worse. It feels 100 times worse. At least I have the Saints tomorrow. Jason, no, don't do that. We must have a proven coach to come in here, even if it's a former NFL head coach who liked to coach in the SEC. I agree with the first part of your statement, Peyton Rawls. I don't agree with the second part. You can't go find an NFL. You got to get somebody who's coached college football. Always got to find somebody who coaches college football. You can't do that. You can't go that way. It's not that we lost. It's how we lost. 100%. 100%. If Texas had just come out and been the better team today, I think everybody's, you know, all right. But it's not. That's not what happened today. Mississippi State was the better team for 30-plus minutes of this game, and then they just give it away. With better coaching, this team is 7-1. Yeah, I mean, you can make a strong argument. And again, like I said, with today, I just don't think that Shapen. I see there's a lot, you know, and I get it. He's going to have to wear that. But I thought he played really well. There was a moment there where I thought this guy's going to be SEC Offensive Player of the Week. He played well. So that's not on him. I'm not gonna blame Shapen for this one. I won't. I think this was. Yeah, he didn't play great at the end there, but two of those passes he doesn't have any time to throw. David Bentley, blaming himself, said he taunted an Arkansas fan. I see. You got to wait till the end. Got to wait till the end. Yeah, Shapen's not the issue there. The pivot point was the roughing call, and there we fall apart. But again, that's coaching. Would a Nick Saban team, would that ever happen to his team? No. he would not allow it. He would, his defense would be drilled in the fact of like, hey, let it go. Let it go. And instead, there you go. Really buff, really bad day for Mississippi State. Nothing what the Bulldogs wanted to have happen here happened today. I said they would find a way to lose it in the end. That's how I felt. I felt like this team would, it would come to a, I think, I'm not sure which play I want to say is the play where they had a chance to win and they didn't. It's between two. It's the roughing the passer, and it's the third and one where they bring in Camario, and instead of just plunging it up the middle and letting him and his frame get you the first down, you run a quarterback sweep and Texas is able to get outside and break containment. I don't know. Stephen Baldwin, how do you get past this, Brian? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. It's going to be very tough. Even if they beat Arkansas next week, no one's going to have any faith that they're going to a bowl game. No one's going to think that they can go on the road and beat Missouri. And then you have Georgia and Ole Miss here. I just don't know. I don't know how you as a fan continue to look at this and have faith. I don't understand that. And that's just going to be a tough pill to swallow. Chapin did map. He had the bad throw there in overtime. Thompson is open. He's going to score if he throws the ball and catches it in stride. But instead, the ball's behind him. I won't say that was the play, though, that changed everything. Because at that point, what are you doing? You know, it is what it is. Chapin is not an overtime-winning quarterback. Yeah, I mean, he's 0-2 this year in overtime. But at the same time, guys, I cannot put the game on Blake Chapin's shoulders. I can't. I won't. If we go 4-8, is Levy gone? I don't know the answer to that question. I don't think it is. I don't think he is, because I don't think Mississippi State really wants to get into the coaching carousel this year with so many jobs open. But I'll say this. If State does go in the coaching carousel, they absolutely have to get a proven head coach. And honestly, the plan there almost has to be to tell a proven head coach, we'll give you $10 to $12 million a year. You have to get a real head coach. You can't go G5 and try to get the next guy unless Sumrall's willing to come, which I don't think he would be, because he's going to have better options. You got to go snatch somebody who's winning at another program. And I don't know if that can happen or not. Another missed field goal. That's a good point. And I can't, you know, at the same time, Ferry has an opportunity there. State's on the precipice of field goal range. They just need a few more yards. They had a couple timeouts. You could just run the football there and try to set up a 47, 48, maybe a 50-yard field goal. But instead, you pass, and it's your next thing you know, you're out of field goal range. Just a really bad loss for Mississippi State today. Really bad loss. Let's do an SEC scoreboard. Not that that's going to make anybody feel any better when we look at it. Of course, you know, we all know the result from Norman, Oklahoma. Ole Miss gets the win today. 34-26 is the final there. Rebels, like I said, all but assured of a playoff win. They'll be a double-digit favorite in the remaining games that they have. Auburn gets their first SEC win of the year, 33-24 over Arkansas. Arkansas led in that game 21-10, but they gave it away. Alabama has to come back in the fourth quarter, but they beat South Carolina 29-22. Vanderbilt with a 17-10 win over Missouri. Doors very much in the playoff picture. Big loss, as I mentioned earlier, for Missouri. Bo Pribula, said a dislocated ankle, believe he's going to be out for the rest of the season. And then underway as we speak, Tennessee leading Kentucky 14-7, and Texas A&M leading LSU 14-7 in Death Valley. Let's do the Stones Jewelry Diamond of the Game. That's brought to you by Stones Jewelry since 1976. Stones Jewelry has been the trusted name for exquisite, one-of-a-kind pieces. Whether it's a stunning engagement ring, a timeless watch, or a custom-designed necklace, their expert jewelers will help you find something as unique as the person you're celebrating. Stop by and see their beautiful collection at 709 West Main Street. That's Stones Jewelry, downtown Tupelo. You'll find the perfect place to make any moment special. When you think of jewelry, think of Stones. You guys can get on to me if you want. I'm going to go with Blake Chapin. 26 of 42, 62% completion, 381 yards, 4 touchdowns. He did everything he could do, I think, to get State to win this game, and I feel like his coaching staff let him down. I'm going to go with Chapin. You don't have to agree with me if you don't want to, but that's where I'm going to go. That's where I'm going to go. Booth, not 100 yards. I mean, just a yard short. Had the big touchdown, but no, I'm going to go Chapin. I'm going to go Chapin. I don't feel bad about that. Played well. Just another day, guys. Just another day. We'll cut it short tonight, guys. I know you guys are, I know we're all suffering together here, but it is what it is. All right, tomorrow, Thunder and Lightning. Robbie and I will be back to tell you everything we think about this one. And then Sports Talk Mississippi, obviously, next week. Get to put on a happy face. Talk to you guys on Sunday. This has been Thunder and Lightning Live postgame from Davis Wade Stadium, presented by Paul Davis Restoration and Stones Jewelers. Talk to you guys again on Sunday.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.